Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Hallelujah. Let's try that one more time. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Risen indeed. Hallelujah. There you go. Adele, thank you for cheerleading back there. This is an amazing celebration. It's the culmination of a week that started last Sunday as we gathered in the courtyard and remembered Jesus entering Jerusalem with the excitement, the emotion of excitement from the crowd that was looking forward to Jesus coming into their town with great hope that things would change. If we'd written a story about Jesus from that point forward, if I was in charge of the story, I would have continued it by saying that all of the powerful people came to know something profound, that they changed, that justice entered the world, that poverty and hunger disappeared. But that's not how the story happened. Reality was different than what our heroic vision of how Jesus would enter Jerusalem, how Jesus would change the world. Since that last Sunday, we have walked the way of the cross. We have followed Jesus as he went through a variety of different emotions, emotions that are pictured out on our wall right now. There was astonishment. There was betrayal. There was feelings of servanthood. There were feelings of being abandoned. There were feelings of grief. And then we come to this celebration today with great joy, where we call out, "Hallelujah, Christ is risen." And remember what Jesus has given to us, the love of God in our lives. I hope that Easter means to each one of us what the people of Jerusalem felt on that Palm Sunday, the hope that Jesus would come into their lives and would change it. That Jesus would come into their being and the love would overpower them, and that would take over their lives, and the world would change as a result. That is what it means to be resurrection people. That's what it means to be in a place that calls out about this risen Lord. The gospel we heard today from the Gospel of Luke tells of the women who came and discovered the empty tomb on that Easter morning. They came with spices and they were going to tend the Jesus' body. And when they got there, they found that the tomb was empty. And they were, as it said, perplexed. It was only then, when the angels came and said, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" And that's when they knew that Jesus had done what he had said he was going to do, that he had overcome death and come back to life. They then went to the other disciples, the men, the ones that were hiding, and they told them about this, but they didn't believe. Only one of them rushed back to see for himself, Peter. But he didn't go into the tomb. He stooped down, glanced in, saw the cloths, knew that Jesus had broken the bonds of death, and only then was he amazed. The Bible study this week, on Wednesday, looked at the three women that were named in this gospel passage. There's Mary Magdalene. No Mary Magdalene. There's Mary, the mother of James, one of the disciples. And there was Joanna, who was married to one of Herod's stewards. All people who had some form of resources. We learned earlier in the disciple that all three of them were part of a group of women who provided resources for the ministries of Jesus. They had something about them. They had means. They took a major risk on that morning coming to the tomb. On Friday, the state had crucified the person that they were visiting. The crowds had all cheered for it. And yet they came to that tomb risking themselves while the men stayed at home. That's where they should have been, safe and sound. Being an Easter people, being a resurrection people, is about taking those risks in the name of love. To step out and not think about only ourselves, but to think about what God is doing for us and how love can cascade from everything we do to make the world a better place. The Gerhards have a subscription to Hulu. It's really not Jennifer's fault. I'm the one who likes to watch old television series from start to finish. I recently, over several months, watched the entire series of Frasier. There are 263 episodes, each lasting 22 minutes approximately. As I was watching this, and as you know, Frasier, the character, the title character, played by Kelsey Grammer, started in another series, Cheers, and continued on to Frasier. He portrayed the character for 20 years. And he never quite figured out how to find love in his life. He could never figure it out. He always got in the way. He always overanalyzed things. Things would happen that were good, and then it would just slowly go down into the ground. That's the storyline, 22 minutes. Now we laugh at Fraser Crane, who always introduced himself as Dr. Fraser Crane, just to make sure people knew that he was a doctor and that he had gone to Harvard and Oxford. He's all about himself. The description of the show said that he was pompous. What we learn from this character and why we laugh at him is because he has some pieces of us. He has some things that we do on a regular basis. We think about ourselves above others. We judge other people because of the things that they either have or don't have. We think about how we're analyzing how people are going to perceive us based on various factors in our lives. We are reminded about ourselves every time we watch Fraser Crane, Dr. Fraser Crane, by the way. And it brings us to this understanding of what gets in the way of being resurrection people. We do. We get in the way. We do things that make us a stumbling block as we move through life. We focus on ourselves and don't consider how we can spread love to the world around us. We are at this grand celebration of the resurrection. We have walked with Jesus through Lent and through Holy Week. We've walked with Jesus along the way. And in each case, we've picked up what is most important. It is to love. It is to give. It is to be concerned about community rather than selfish needs and desires. To be resurrection people is to be perplexed at what it means, but also to be amazed. To share the love of God from beyond ourselves to everybody around us. Jesus loves us. God loves us. And we have everything that we need to do the good work that God has called us to do. We have everything. Now we've got to do the work of resurrection. We've got to go share that with our neighbors to bring God's kingdom to this place. Easter is about hope. It's about what's going to happen tomorrow and the next day and the next day, that we can make a difference in the world and that justice will reign wherever we go. We can't do it alone. We have gathered together to make this happen. But it is the work that God is calling us to do. Amen.